The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It is time for the most hated song played on this radio station. I don't know why.
No.
News. News.
No. No.
So bad.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Yeah.
I sang the news though.
I know, it's okay.
I did too.
Okay.
Thank
okay.
God.
Okay.
Or no.
You guys, we're getting there. We're turning it into something.
I would say our note was very bad.
I know, but it's going to get better. And here's what I see. Like, eventually, sometime this summer when we're doing a Live at 5, we could be the opening band.
No, 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 no,
yeah,
no,
yeah,
no,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
No, no, no.
We can play
yeah.
our hits like Teed Off with T-Hack.
Ooh, yeah.
I don't know the songs.
News or Nope.
Yeah, the extended cut.
Yeah.
7 minutes.
This is going to be great.
Okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
I wanted to get in before I got cut off by someone the other day.
Okay.
This story's a little old, but I really wanted to talk about it on Friday.
Okay.
The
Pope. That's right. You got skipped on Friday.
Yeah, you skipped me.
Well, you kind of did a little. Okay, sorry.
Stop justifying being bad. Okay, so this is about the Pope, so don't be bored, because I know it's been like, you know, in the news cycle, but the Pope's brother revealed that before being selected as the Pope.
Yeah.
All he was doing was watching Conclave, that movie about the selection of the Pope. You guys know about that?
Hold on. Yeah.
The brother said that the new Pope
was doing
Leo
these things.
Was doing
yeah,
these
Leo
things.
Okay. Was doing these things before he was selected.
Do you think that was manifesting?
Probably. He was also, T-Hack and Slacker, playing Wordle.
Let's go!
The Pope's a Wordle guy.
Okay.
Who knew they were allowed to have devices?
That's honestly what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Really?
Like,
the Pope?
I don't know.
He's got to be tapped in.
Something about it felt like he just kind of hangs out, doesn't know what's going on in the world.
Nobody reached
Josh,
out to
I
me.
I want
to
be Pope.
What?
I would love to be Pope. If all you're doing is just hanging out playing,
and playing Wordle.
Wordle? Yeah.
Did anybody catch the Wordle the other day when it was yeast?
No.
Yeah.
Well, you know my first word is least,
is
so
least,
I got it
yeah.
in two.
Oh, oh, nice.
Yeah, it was like very a good. Banner day, but I didn't want to like brag because I like.
Okay.
Well, I was like really good. Okay, so great story.
Yep, thanks.
Good evening. Speaking of cell phones, you could pay thousands of dollars to have your phone taken away from you while on vacation.
Why would we do that?
Because, I don't know, places, resorts in Mexico are offering this to their guests, saying
so
that
you
they can,
unplug.
Yeah, they're forcing you to unplug by you paying thousands of dollars. They get your phone.
This
you,
is like White Lotus. They took the latest season. It. They take their phones, and it's a whole part of the plot.
So. Well, I don't have to watch it now.
No, I,
way to ruin
whole,
everything for everybody.
Plot.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Why can't you just you gotta
no
have,
tech-free vacations? I think is so important.
You
I
just lock
I
it
am,
in.
No, it's more difficult than that.
You need to give money. I'll do
no,
it for
I'm
half
not
that.
Saying, I'm not saying I would pay for that, but I'm just saying I understand that it's difficult to put your phone away, but it is important to be in the moment.
Mm-hmm. What about an emergency?
Yeah. Oh my God, I forgot. Worrywart is on the show. Eric is like, what happens if... You, like,
what happens if... I
somebody will contact you. They'll find you at your weird little resort, and they'll let
Wait,
you know.
Why am I at a weird little resort?
Well, I don't know, because you went
a
to some place.
Walkie-talkie or something.
Yes. Yeah, I don't.
Okay.
I just think it's
I'm
a
at a Super 8.
Yes.
You can find me.
Yeah. Waste of money.
I don't. You got to have some skin in the game, I think, because it's a lot of like when you're in school and they have events on campus and you're like, it's free, and then no one shows up and they're like, it's a dollar, and then it's packed. Because I think you feel like, oh, I paid something.
I
I'm
need to
going.
Be there.
I'm staying the whole time.
That's a real thing.
I think it's there's a psychology behind it. Yeah. Or if it's free, you just kind of you're in and out. Who cares? We'll skip
we
it.
We might go. We might not.
Yeah.
I will tell you that I have seen this work kind of in a weird way. Like if you have something that you don't want anymore, if you put it out like you have stupid like table that you hate
sure.
and you put it out in front of your house and write free on it, no one will take
Mm-mm.
it. But if you write for sale, someone will steal it.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a true,
yeah.
true story. You just write for sale, inquire within, just look outside like 20 minutes later. There it goes.
We did that with our grill.
It works,
was gone
right?
Instantly, yeah.
Were you
yes.
trying
like
to sell
weeks
it?
And weeks. No, we're trying to give it away for free and no one wanted
no
it.
No one will take it.
Yeah. But then some guy.
The psychology
wow.
of it.
Put it in his truck. Yeah.
Wow.
Brilliant.
Right.
All right.
Good evening.
Good evening.
A new study out of Spain reveals this is what makes drivers drive more carefully. Any guesses?
I saw the study, so I don't want to say.
Oh, I get it. This is what makes drivers drive more carefully.
Laws, rules.
Skin in the game.
Kind of.
Hold on. Your mom in the car.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That would be a good one, yes. But it's.
I recently picked my mom up and took her out to lunch. And it was the funnest thing in the world to watch her little neck snap when I gunned it in my Tesla.
Oh my God.
You're the worst.
She didn't know. She was like, why do you like this car so much? I'm like, watch this. And I forgot to tell her to put her neck back.
Oh,
and so it was like,
my God.
She's fine. I've checked on her. She's fine.
It's kind of like an adjustment.
I will say this. It's also my favorite thing in the world because I've had the pleasure of driving Erica in my car twice, and I don't think she's ever getting in it again.
No. Like, both times, like as if you're on a ride at Disneyland. Yeah. I'm like holding the door. Yeah.
Super fun. I give up. Erica knows. Do you give up, Aaron?
Yeah.
Erica?
What's going to make us drive more safely?
Your pet in the car.
Yeah, when you have your dog specifically, any pet in the car, it makes you drive. I've always thought it's weird because when you leave the hospital with your baby for the first time and they're like, remember, precious cargo, like drive carefully. And you're like, I'm also precious. I'm in the car too.
Right.
Like, you should always drive carefully.
No.
Don't you care more about your baby than yourself?
Absolutely. But it's a huge pet peeve for me. Driving is the most dangerous thing you'll ever do in your life, and we just treat it like Slacker does.
Well, exactly.
Yeah, but I see you rolling your windows down and trying to roll your dogs out of the car.
Oh my gosh.
He hates his dogs.
He doesn't close the doors.
Yes.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.